We're taking a question this week from Dale in Cold Lake, Alberta. The company is Seacom Satellite Systems. The symbol is CMI on the TSX Venture. The stock trades around $1.02, and its market cap is $37.4 million. It also pays a dividend. It's a microcap stock, but has paid a dividend for a number of years. Now, it yields a healthy 5%. Seacom is actually a company we like. In fact, we recommended it back in 2011 when the stock traded in around the 40-cent range, and we subsequently sold it when it traded up to the $1.05 range. Now, what does Seacom do? They are a leader in the development, manufacture, and deployment of commercial-grade mobile satellite-based technology for the delivery of two-way high-speed internet, voice over internet, and video services into vehicles, essentially. They have developed a number of proprietary mobile auto-deploying iNetView, that's what they call them, antennas, that are delivered broadband over satellite into vehicles while stationary, virtually anywhere where one can drive. In remote areas is what they specialize in. There have been more than 7,000 Seacom antennas that have deployed in over 100 countries around the world in vertical markets such as oil and gas, military communications, disaster management, emergency communications, cellular backhaul, telemedicine, mobile banking, and many others. Now, this company actually had strong revenue growth in its last quarter. Revenue was up around 68% to $3 million from $1.8 million in the same period last year. The increase in revenue compared to the same period in 2016 was mostly due to a resurgence in sales in the oil and gas exploration, mobile banking, and military segments. Now, outlook going forward, 2016 was an exceptionally challenging year for Seacom, not just for niche manufacturers like Seacom, but also for many of the large players in the SATCOM or satellite communication industry. The various headwinds included low oil prices, a strong U.S. dollar, economic and geopolitical uncertainty. All of these things slowed down sales for Seacom. But there is evidence that this has been a more significant slowdown for many of Seacom's competitors. Some of them are less well capitalized. With some retrenching from the marketplace and others departing completely, this is what we saw in its main segment. In the first half of 2017, Seacom actually saw a slow but steady rebound in new orders from both existing and new customers for the company's key line of comm on pause products, specifically in the oil and gas, military, and mobile banking and emergency response verticals. They saw new demand. The company is finally seeing uptake from recent product launches and expects incremental sales in the second half of 2017 and into 2018. Now, the game changers here going forward for Seacom may be a couple of investments the company has made over the past several years. The first began in 2014. Seacom entered an agreement with Viasat, a large satellite-based company, to jointly develop a low-cost vehicle-based comm-on-the-move Ka-band antenna for the commercial market, known as its in-motion antenna. Assuming successful completion by the end of this year, Seacom expects to be able to sell this new in-motion antenna system through its distribution channels worldwide and at the end of this year. And in 2018, it expects to integrate into the Ka-band services around the world. Seacom intends to deliver this product through its international reseller to over 700 resellers and integrators based in over 100 countries worldwide. The company is also involved in extensive R&D for the next generation antenna technologies in conjunction with the University of Waterloo. It's promised funding on that project. This project should provide Seacom with revolutionary patented Ka-band antenna technology to be used with a growing number of HTS being launched in the next several years. The intelligent antenna technology is designed to be mass producible at reasonable price and compatible with 5G and other developing technologies which require low cost, high performance conformal solutions. Now let's look at the valuations here. Seacom has always had an and grown through internally generated cash flow, which is something we like. They have a very strong balance sheet. There's currently $15 million in cash in the bank, and roughly 40 cents per share, or 40% of the market cap, with no debt. But what has been a very tough environment for its business, the company has only managed to post over the last 12 months about 2.3 cents per share in earnings. So it trades at around 44 times trailing earnings, which is not cheap. Even if we remove that 40 cents in cash and just value the 62 cents that we would say is remaining for the operating business, the company is trading at a PE of 27, which is rich given the market PE is around 18 to 20. While we see management committed to its dividend given the historical profitability, the company has not covered the dividend from cash flow or free cash flow over the last stretch of tough quarters. So we do see this turning around, however, as the outlook is more positive. Our take on this stock, we see the shares as fairly valued at present. The 5% dividend yield is attractive and may be enough for some investors, but we would wait for an uptick in cash flow from new products to be an aggressive buyer. Seacom is certainly a company to watch and offers a good deal more value than most microcap on the TSX Venture. We continue to monitor it. For those who currently own it, it would rank as a hold if you're satisfied with that 5% dividend.